Amina's essay mentions a role model of hers, Van Jones. We wanted to know more about the founder of Green for All, an organization that promotes green-collar jobs and opportunities for the disadvantaged.
We also wanted to know more about his message that green is for everybody, so we invited him to talk with us. Van Jones is special advisor for green jobs at the White House Council on Environmental Quality. He joined us on the line from Washington, D.C. Van Jones, welcome to Fresh Greens.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
Manon Bonet here with the first question. Green for All's mission is to build an inclusive green economy. What does that mean?
Well, that means that as we make our economy cleaner, so we stop using things that are poisonous or polluting, use these new technologies like solar panels and wind turbines and organic food, all these things which are better and more healthy, we should do that in a way that everybody gets a chance to be a part of it. Everybody gets a chance to have those jobs, have their neighborhoods get better. We should make a green economy, which means a healthy economy. At the same time, we should make one a green economy that Dr. King would be proud of, that lets everybody have a part and a role.
Hi, Mr. Jones. I'm Hisham Hajaras, and I have the next question for you. Can you talk about the kinds of advice you're giving the White House Council on Environmental Quality?
Well, yes, I can. I am really lucky because I get a chance to give advice that, when it's taken, makes a big difference for a lot of people. And the kinds of things that I'm encouraging the White House and the administration to take seriously, number one, the idea that people who live in rural America, people who live outside of cities, can play a huge role in making the economy more green and clean. That's going to be where we put up a lot of the wind turbines. And that, you know, if you know what a wind turbine is, you know, they're really big. And when the wind blows, they turn, and their turning creates a lot of power, creates electricity. But you're not going to put one of those in the middle of a city block. You're going to put those out on farmland. So we got to make sure that rural America gets a chance to be a part of this. And I'm making sure that we also are taking seriously the need for new jobs in urban America. For instance, the people who used to manufacture cars in America, now many of them are being laid off as that industry restructures. Well, some of those are the most skilled workers in the world. And if you know how to make a car, you know how to make stuff. So if we can take those same skilled workers and have them making the solar panels and the smart batteries and the wind turbines and all the new technologies that we need, then we can cut unemployment. At the same time, we can cut pollution. And the last thing I'm excited about is the idea of people getting jobs retrofitting buildings and weatherizing buildings. Our parents are paying way too much on our energy bills every month. That's money that's coming out of your pocket, my pocket. Why are they spending so much? Because our homes waste a lot of energy. We don't have the right insulation in our homes. We don't have the windows and doors that fit sometimes. And we don't have we have all these old boilers and furnaces that waste way too much energy compared to what the new models would do. And so I'm also encouraging that we help Americans get their homes upgraded with all these new technologies so that we waste less energy and have more money in our pockets for other things that we would rather spend that money on. So those are the kinds of things I'm giving advice about.
Manon again, I asked young people in Cambridge if one person can make a difference. Most of them said no. What do you think about that?
Well, I have two words for people who think like that. Barack Obama. Those are my two words. He's one person. Just a few years ago, was just a regular guy. He was working in communities. He was working in a very low level in elective office. People said his name was too funny. They said his skin was the wrong color. They said he was too young. They said all these different things that may be said to some people who are listening right now. But he, guess what? He said, I don't believe any of those things. I believe that one voice can change a room. And if a voice can change a room, he said it can change a community. And he said if a voice can change a community, it can change a state, and therefore a nation, and therefore the world. And then he set out to prove it. And so whenever any of us feel discouraged, just remember that somebody, as he says, a skinny kid with a funny name, was able to, not being a rich man's child, coming from the margin of the margin, was able to inspire the whole world, and so can you.
Hisham again. We wondered what kids of various ethnicities and backgrounds would have to say about race and being green. Here's what a few of them said.
I thought this country was already over the whole racial thing, but I guess not. And now that we're bringing environmentalism into this, it's just ridiculous.
I don't see how it's possible, like, to be a race thing when we all live on the one planet. So if anything goes wrong, we're pretty much all messed up. so it has nothing to do with race.
I recycle. There's some white people that don't recycle, and I recycle, so it's not a white thing. It's a universal thing, and people need to step up to it because we all live in the earth, and the earth is suffering bad.
It's not a black thing or a white thing. It's an opportunity thing.
So, Mr. Jones, what advice would you give listeners of diverse backgrounds for embracing a green way of life?
Well, first of all, I think that people, no matter who you are, no matter what color your skin is or where your family came from, all of us have caring for the earth as a part of our heritages all around the world, no matter where you come from. People have always cared for the earth. We wouldn't be here if people had been trashing the planet the whole time. It's been very recent that people decided that we had a disposable planet somehow, that the planet itself was somehow disposable. That's all very recent. And it really is the one thing that should bring us all together across any lines of class and color. That is the one opportunity that we have, is to work together to make the earth a healthier place and a better place. And the other thing I would say is that the person who said it's an opportunity thing, that was really very, very smart, because no matter who you are, from the GEDs to the PhDs, there is a role in the emerging green economy, and somebody can get in on the ground floor. Maybe this summer they might be getting trained just to be a solar panel installer or to be someone who weatherizes homes. But as America gets more green and more clean, those companies are going to grow. And that person who right now is installing solar panels or who's working to weatherize a home, next summer could be a manager over her own crew. And then the summer after that, they might go on and become an owner, go out on their own, start their own company, become an entrepreneur, become an investor, an inventor. So we're talking about green pathways to prosperity, and those opportunities are available to everyone. And I think that as a country, we'll be stronger, and as a planet, we'll be stronger if we work together across these different lines from the last century to make this new century a better one.
Mr. Jones, thank you very much for talking with us today. We really appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you, and I just can't tell you how important it is to the president and to all of us here in D.C. that young people are stepping up and taking this on. You know, Barack Obama can get the job started when it comes to making us a stronger country, but you guys have to get the job done. You can get it started, but young people have to get the job done, and I'm just really impressed with your program, and I'm so glad to be a part of it.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Van Jones is Special Advisor for Green Jobs at the White House Council on Environmental Quality. We spoke to him from his office in Washington, D.C.